Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine-Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Hunt, Gather, Parent by Science Journalist Mikkeline Duklef examines why modern parenting often feels exhausting and adversarial and what can be learned from families in small-scale societies. Framed as a reporting journey, the book follows Duklef as she visits communities such as the Maya in Mexico, the Inuit in the Arctic, and the Hadza in Tanzania, to observe how adults relate to children and how children naturally become capable, cooperative members of their families. Rather than offering a rigid program, the book surfaces practical principles: keep your cool, invite children into real-life work, and foster autonomy through trust. Duklef connects these observations to research in anthropology and child development, translating cross-cultural practices into ideas that can fit urban, time-pressed households. The result is a readable blend of travel narrative, science, and hands-on parenting guidance aimed at helping parents raise happier, more helpful kids while recovering a calmer, more connected family culture. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, parenting as a cultural invention, not a universal script. A central idea is that many day-to-day parenting habits in industrialized societies are historically recent and culturally specific, not timeless truths about children. Duklef contrasts common modern assumptions, such as kids need constant entertainment, persuasion, and adult-managed schedules, with approaches seen in communities where children spend more time integrated into the flow of household and community life. The book uses an anthropological lens to show how expectations shape behavior. When a culture assumes children are naturally capable and eager to contribute, adults tend to give them meaningful roles early, and children rise to meet those expectations. This topic also highlights how parenting advice can become contradictory because it often treats one cultural model as universal. By widening the frame, the book encourages parents to ask which practices are serving their family and which are inherited defaults from a competitive, high-pressure environment. The takeaway is not to copy any society, but to see parenting as designable. When parents recognize that norms are choices, they can experiment with calmer communication, fewer power struggles, and routines that treat children as members of a team rather than projects to manage. Secondly, calm authority, replacing yelling, negotiation, and threats, Duklef emphasizes the value of steady, emotionally regulated leadership. In the communities she visits, adults often avoid escalating conflict with children, not because they are permissive, but because they view calmness as strength and as a model children will copy. Instead of relying on frequent punishment or elaborate reward systems, caregivers communicate expectations with fewer words and less emotional charge. This approach reduces the cycle where a child pushes, the parent reacts, and the household becomes tense. The book frames this as a practical skill: pause before responding, use simple directives, and focus on teaching rather than winning. It also explores how constant negotiating can unintentionally train children to treat every request as a debate. Calm authority sets boundaries without humiliation and without turning routine tasks into dramatic confrontations. The broader point is that children are highly sensitive to adult emotion. When parents stay composed, kids often settle faster. This topic connects the travel observations to modern family life, offering a mindset shift for stressful moments like bedtime, transitions, and sibling conflict. Over time, calm authority can make a home feel safer and more predictable for both adults and children. Thirdly, raising helpful kids through real work and inclusion. One of the most distinctive themes is that children become helpful when they are genuinely included in the work that keeps a household running. In many modern homes, adults either do tasks alone for speed or assign chores as a separate, often disliked category. Duklef describes environments where children observe, imitate, and gradually participate in cooking, cleaning, caring for siblings, and other practical responsibilities, not as punishment, but as normal life. The book suggests that motivation grows when kids feel needed and when their contributions matter. Small children can start with tiny roles, like carrying items, wiping surfaces, sorting, or assisting with simple preparation, and then expand responsibility as skills grow. Disinclusion also strengthens belonging. A child who experiences themselves as useful is more likely to cooperate without constant reminders. The topic includes the idea of teaching by doing side by side and reducing micromanagement that communicates mistrust. Parents can invite participation, accept imperfect results as learning, and offer guidance without taking over. The larger benefit is a family culture where work is shared, competence is built early, and parents are not trapped as the sole managers of everything. Fourthly, autonomy, trust, and the power of letting kids practice. The book explores how independence develops when children are trusted to make choices and learn through manageable risk. In the societies Duklef reports on, children often have more freedom to explore, play with mixed ages, and solve problems without constant adult intervention. Rather than viewing this as neglect, The book frames it as structured trust within a community where children learn skills and judgment through practice. This topic challenges the tendency toward over-supervision, which can unintentionally signal that children are fragile or incompetent. Dukleff links autonomy to cooperation. When children feel respected and capable, they are less likely to resist every instruction as a fight for control. Practical applications include giving children time to try tasks independently, allowing natural consequences that are safe, and stepping back during peer conflicts so kids can negotiate. It also involves offering choices that are real, not traps, and avoiding rescuing too quickly when frustration appears. The underlying lesson is that competence is built through repetition, not lectures. By designing environments where kids can practice responsibility, parents can reduce learned helplessness and encourage resilient, confident behavior that benefits school, friendships, and family life. Lastly, community mindset, shifting from child-centered performance to family team, Dukleff highlights how many traditional communities operate with a strong sense of interdependence. Children are not the sole focus of adult attention, and adults are not expected to be constant entertainers, tutors, and referees. Instead, multiple caregivers and older children share responsibility, and kids learn to adapt to the rhythms of the group. This topic critiques the modern pressure for intensive parenting, where a child's achievements and happiness can feel like a parent's personal performance review. The book suggests that this pressure can increase anxiety and conflict, making everyday life feel like a series of battles over compliance, enrichment, and optimization. A community mindset reframes the household as a cooperative unit with shared goals, shared work, and mutual respect. It also encourages parents to reduce overpraise and instead cultivate quiet confidence through contribution and belonging. For modern readers, the idea can translate into involving extended family, building supportive neighbor networks, encouraging mixed-age play, and creating routines that do not orbit entirely around a child's preferences. The benefit is a more sustainable home life, where parents are less isolated and children learn empathy, patience, and social awareness through participation in a larger group. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents of toddlers to elementary-age children who feel stuck in cycles of nagging, yelling, bribing, or endless negotiation, as well as caregivers and educators who want a broader lens on child behavior. Readers who enjoy practical guidance grounded in real-world observation will appreciate its blend of reporting, anthropology, and actionable mindset shifts. The potential benefit is both immediate and long-term. Calmer conflict moments, children who participate more willingly in family tasks, and a home culture that builds competence and belonging rather than constant performance pressure. It can also help parents reclaim emotional energy by reducing the expectation that they must manage every detail of a child's day. Compared with many parenting books that present a single expert system or technique, Hunt, Gather, Parent stands out for its cross-cultural perspective and its focus on everyday family integration. It does not ask families to replicate another society, but to borrow principles that travel well, calm leadership, respectful trust, and meaningful inclusion in real-life work. That combination makes it worth buying for readers seeking fresh, evidence-informed ideas beyond typical Western parenting playbooks. If you would like to support Mykaylene Dukleff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.